Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Throughout history, we've been a competitive country. It's natural to want to win. But as Jeffrey Marlett, an associate professor of religious studies at the College of St. Rose, explains, two famous phrases came from a guilt-ridden culture.
In moral and social questions, the Roman Catholic Church's voice is quite familiar, beginning and end-of-life issues, immigration, etc. But what about a most American value, that of competition? So many facets of American life hinge on competition: politics, markets, religion, and of course, sports. Sometimes our nation's competitive instincts seem too strong when winning is worth any price. Accusations of cheating and malfeasance have derailed promising careers in sports, politics, and business. American Catholics have made memorable contributions to this win-all-cost attitude. Vince Lombardi gave us "winning isn't everything, it is the only thing," and Hall of Fame baseball manager Leo Durocher coined the phrase "nice guys finish last." Neither man was a poster boy for being Catholic. Both men swore frequently, and Durocher burned through four marriages. Lombardi frequently attended Mass, but that very devotion seemed almost robotic in the late 1960s. Furthermore, their very jobs, coaching professional sports, seemed far removed from the emerging social justice questions of post-World War II America. Both men came from ethnic Catholic backgrounds that valued both hard work and quiet, self-sacrificing suffering. Americans loved winning at sports, but this love once came tempered by a Protestant belief that competition and victory should be demure, almost accidental. One should win without appearing to try too hard. To cultural elites, immigrant Catholics seeking a new start in America seemed guilty. That was the sin behind Durocher and Lombardi's desire to win. Their words brushed aside a convenient but constricting fiction some Americans had told themselves. Americans of all sorts patterned their lives upon such phrases, but their origins lie in tensions ethnic Catholics faced almost a century ago.
That was Jeffrey Marlett from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. All I do is win.